Italy's workforce all need COVID-19 passes to get into the office. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Charlotte Sripathma in for Victoria Craig. Good morning. No pass, no entry. That's what Italian workers face this morning as mandatory health passes come into effect for all employees going to an office. The pass will act as proof of either vaccination from COVID, a negative test within 48 hours, or recent recovery from the virus. Employees and their employers risk a fine if they don't comply. The measures are a first for Europe and some of the strictest in the world. The BBC's Mike Sanders has more details.
Italy's Green Pass is already mandatory in many walks of life. Teachers need them and they're required on trains, in restaurants and bars, cinemas, museums and football stadiums. But more than 10% of the 23 million strong workforce are thought to be unvaccinated. Those who refuse the jab can still get a Green Pass on their mobiles if they test themselves regularly at their own expense. Employees can be suspended without pay for turning up without one, and employers fined heavily for not checking. Protests against the pass last Saturday degenerated into a full-blown riot at Italy's Trade Union Confederation building.
The BBC's Mike Sanders there. Let's check in with the markets. And Brent crude oil has just struck a new three-year high this morning, jumping 1% to hit $85 per barrel. The French finance minister has warned that countries need to take the threat of rising inflation more seriously. Speaking to the BBC at the IMF meeting of finance ministers in Washington, Bruno Le Maire said he already feared for the impact on ordinary workers around the world.
This is a transitory inflation, but the key question is how long will it last? And we are all aware that the direct impact and the negative consequences on the households of this increase on the prices, especially on the energy prices, are to be taken very seriously.
French Finance Minister Bruno Le Maire. Now, India's festive season has officially begun. The Durga Puja is an important date in the Hindu calendar for worshippers and local traders, something they missed out on last year. There's been a dip in new infection cases in the country as of late, but it's not quite business as usual, as the BBC's Arunade Mukherjee reports now from Delhi.
The bustling city of Kolkata in the state of West Bengal is busier than usual. It's the epicenter of festivities this week. Millions getting dressed in their finest and coming out to worship the goddess Durga, marking her victory over evil. And it's from the narrow lanes of the Kumartuli neighborhood where the journey of the goddess begins. Because it's here that thousands of artists are busy moulding gods out of clay. This is the only time of the year when experienced sculptors can hope their art is adequately rewarded. The sculptures of Goddess Durga are then sold to hundreds of localities organising festivities. Before the pandemic, this work fetched thousands of dollars. But these days, it's a different picture, says an artist, Pradyut Pal.
There were no buyers last year. We had to sell everything at half price. We somehow survived. But it's even worse this year. Our expenses have gone up and people are bidding even lesser for the idols.
Prior to COVID-19, creative industries surrounding the festivities in West Bengal alone were worth $4.5 billion. A slowdown has had a cascading impact on the livelihood of thousands associated with the festival. Musicians like Mihir Das are trying to tune themselves to the changing times. They are drummers, locally known as dhakis, and are intrinsic to the festivities. This time of the year is critical, says Mihir, as he relies heavily on his talent to drum up his savings.
All through the year, I do odd jobs. This is what we look forward to. Compared to last year, this year too, business remains uncertain.
But for devotees and revelers, even the muted celebrations are a breath of fresh air.
Last year was more of spending time with family, but this year it has been more of spending time with friends and relatives, which we actually missed last year.
This year, most of the people are double vaccinated. Now they are taking proper precautions and all. And they are more disciplined actually.
Not just Kolkata, but muted celebrations are on across the country, and these festivities will culminate only with Diwali in early November. For some, it's a time for fun and enjoyment, but for many supporting businesses who make most of their profits during this time, its make or break.
In Delhi, I'm the BBC's Arunoday Mukherjee for Marketplace.
Now, who doesn't like to start the weekend with a bit of Coldplay? Well, we've been hearing from the band's frontman, Chris Martin. The group pledged not to go on tour again until they found a better way of doing so for the environment. Well, fast forward 2 years and they may have come up with a plan. They've been working with the car giant BMW to figure out how to be more green on stage.
They said they could build us these batteries that can take power from three places: solar panels around the venue, cooking oil from local restaurants, and then kinetic power. So two areas of the audience are on kinetic flooring, and so when they move, they power the concert. The more people move, the more they're helping. So you know when a frontman says, we need you to jump up and down? Like when I say, I literally really need you to jump up and down, because if you don't, then the lights go out.
Who doesn't love a good rave? Chris Martin ending the show for this week. In London, I'm Bashar Sripatha with a Marketplace Morning Report for the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.